So in the last tutorial, we just discussed about navigation without navigation controller. So in this tutorial, we're just going to add navigation controller and just have to see that what navigation controller does. In brief word, I would just like to tell you that navigation controller just manages the view controllers and has their, I would say their positions or their navigations according to in a stack, and by stack I means that whenever you just move to another view controller, so it adds that to the stack, and whenever you just go from that view controller, it just pops that, and this is somehow a navigation controller works. So for adding a navigation controller, I've just simply just search for the navigation controller, just drag and drop that to my storyboard, and here you are able to see that navigation controller is available. But with that navigation controller, here is a root view controller. A root view controller is the only controller that is visible after you just move to the navigation controller. And for my application, I just want to start with the navigation controller. Why I'm going to start with the navigation controller is that I just want to remove this view, and I want to set the root view controller to this very view controller. For that, I have to just set my default view controller to navigation controller, delete the view controller, and just control drag. By control drag, I mean press control, drag that and drop that, and now the relationship I'm just going to set that with it as the root. So now this is my root view controller, and I can set a title here, just set it main screen, there we go, and I'll just add a button here, drag and drop that here, and I'll just one that whenever you just click on the button, you just should move to the next view controller. For that, this the procedure is same. You have to control drag, and for that, just press control, drag that, and drop that, and just put show here. And now, what would happen would be really awesome. Let's run this, and I would just love to show that. You'll see that the navigation controller would be maintaining a stack of view controllers where you move when we and when you leave them. And you need not to have a back button, I would say, or create a separate button that moves back to the main controller from where you navigated from. Navigation controller automatically manages that, and let's see how it does. So there you go. Now you see a title bar here on which main screen is written. I just click on the button. I just go to the new screen. But now here is something interesting. Whenever I just move to a next view controller, I'm able to see the stack. In the stack, I'm able to see the last one, the last view controller I visited. That is the main screen. Whenever I click on that, I just move back to main screen, click on the button, move to the next one, move back to the main screen, and whenever you just move next, you're able to see the previous one, which one was the previous view controller. And for this, as it automatically manages the view controllers and navigation, so it's really interesting, and it's recommended to use view controllers in your application for navigation. Navigation controllers, and this is it. And with it, I would just like to add a few things that you can also include some of the buttons here at the left side and the right side. And for that, you have to study the properties and documentation of navigation controller. You can also change the title to an image as well. You can customize that accordingly, whichever way you like. And this was a brief introduction about the navigation controller. As we have already discussed the navigation and now the navigation controller, next time we would move towards viewing and displaying a list, and that would be a table view in iOS. Till that, practice this as much as you can. Go to documentation, ask the question from me. Which you think is not available and you're not able to find that. I would love to answer that, but for the next tutorial, you have to wait for a while. Not a while, I think for a couple of days. And till then,